Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. With me, Feifei.
And me, Roy. Feifei, why are you making that face?
Because I'm eating something really disgusting. Do you want one?
Not really if it's disgusting, but thanks. What does it taste like?
Horrible. Like old milk mixed with fish. It's part of a new diet, but it just tastes really gnarly.
What is gnarly? Is that the name of the dish?
No, Roy, I didn't say I was eating gnarly. I said it tastes gnarly. Gnarly means unpleasant or not nice. I was trying to say that the food tastes disgusting.
Well, that makes sense, but maybe you can tell me why you're eating something disgusting after these examples.
That coffee I bought tasted really gnarly. I'm going to complain.
He thinks he's a good singer, but the noises he makes are just gnarly.
Getting out of bed early in the morning is gnarly. I like a lie-in.
You're listening to The English We Speak from BBC Learning English, and we're hearing about the word gnarly. We use this word to talk about things, such as food or situations, that are unpleasant or horrible.
So you're eating gnarly food to feel better?
That's right. I want to be healthier so I don't feel so tired in the morning. I have to get up at 4 a.m. every day and it's really gnarly.
Well, that sounds like a good plan, but why do you get up at 4 a.m?
I'm practicing for the next talent show. I sing opera for 3 hours every morning before work.
I'm sure your neighbours don't think that's gnarly at all. Bye, Feifei.
Bye, Roy.